I always had a private doctor. I didn't think I needed VA care. Then I learned VA is ranked above private care systems nearby and costs less. I'm getting the best care of my life with providers trained to treat veterans. Get what you earn. Visit choose.va.gov.
Not all veterans are eligible for this hyper amount of benefits mentioned here.
Planet Fitness has everything you need to start strong, so you can give everything you've got. From plate-loaded strength equipment and functional training areas to treadmills, stair climbers, and free weights. Our equipment is best in class, and our clubs are right around the corner, so you can make this your strongest year yet. Join the club today and save $28 or more when you join for $1 down, $15 a month. Cancel anytime. Deal ends Friday, January 9th. Are you coming? Planet Fitness. We're all strong on this planet. See club for details.
Energy level up here. It is a great day to be alive in Pittsburgh, PA, and wherever you might be a football fan. It's football Christmas morning because the NFL kicks off tonight. And we had both Aaron Rodgers and DK Metcalf talking to media yesterday down on the south side. So welcome in to another episode of Kabali and Mac. It's September 4th. I realized something kaboom yesterday. And a quick good morning to all of our friends, Yinzers and countrymen, wherever they may be watching this and following on the social media and subscribed on YouTube at Kabali and Mac. I realized I've completely lost track of the number of episodes that we've actually done. At some point along the way, there were a couple that I don't think I labeled with an episode number. So yesterday I said 94, but then after the fact realized it was number 95. Ooh. But then it may have actually been like 97 or 98. So we could be approaching episode 100 at just about the same time we're previewing the beginning of the Stiller season. Yeah.
And during episode number 100, we will give away absolutely nothing.
We do have some awesome giveaways lined up for you, though. Make sure you're one of the first 500 following on Instagram. You could win this Yoli's Cucina and Craft House $100 gift certificate, some delicious food and drinks on a night out for you and the family or you and the friends. And, of course, thanks to our good friends at First and Goal Sports, we have got, how about this kaboom, for the 3,018th follower. Did I say that? 3,018th follower once we hit that point. We'll hold a random drawing amongst all our subscribers on YouTube to win either that autographed Will Howard Steelers helmet, or they can choose the autographed Stone Cold Steve Austin black leather vest. Their choice once we get to 3,018 subscribers. And let me do a quick check on where we're at as far as number of subscribers. All you wonderful people. I can't believe you people. I love you. All the people that jump in the comments every day, that watch every day, 2,652. So we're rapidly approaching 3,018. And speaking of First and Goal, guess what I found out yesterday about First and Goal, kaboom? They got something big coming up.
You ready? I saw it.
You ready for it?
Is it going to make you cry?
Why would it make me cry? Maybe because tears of joy.
Because every time you came back and I had tears in my eyes.
I never said I had tears
in
my eyes.
You, the general public of Pittsburgh.
Shut up. Quit being a downer.
Well, am I right or not?
You're probably right. There might be some tears of joy shed. Marc-Andre Fleury, the Flower, is going to be at First and Goal on September 20th, an exclusive in-store signing there at First and Goal Collectibles at South Hills Village that night from 6 to 8 p.m. You want more info? Of course, you can go to firstandgoalsports.com. And yeah, the Flower back in the Berg. Doing a signing at First and Goal on September 20th. Big news from them.
Flower, I heard he's a great human.
He is a wonderful human. Funny guy.
Do you think he likes Iron City Light?
I'm sure Flower has had his share of IC Lights. especially back in the day when they were a young crew running around Southside, going to Diesel. I've heard some Jordan Stahl and James Neal at Diesel stories back in the day.
By the way, I had to pass off the new hat to the coach yesterday.
Oh, Zach Cazzani likes his Iron City beer hat.
Well, he was begging for a hat, and I made a call or two and or a text, and next thing I know, he got a hat.
What we really need to do is get him a couple of those berries once they're out for general public consumption.
Yeah, I got to go and see. I haven't followed up and see when they're coming out. They were saying Labor Day, but there was
some limited release that went on. I think I saw last weekend, but you had to it was almost like a pre-sale. Like you were trying to go get into a concert. You had to reserve them ahead of time. So yeah, the Icy Light Berry. We're excited about that here at Cabali and Mac to go with the mango and the Icy Lights and the irons. You don't get these sitting around petting kitty cats. Kaboom. That's
you
from
tell them, Ray.
Iron City. So before we get into some ridiculous questions that were asked of both Aaron Rodgers,
I got some inside info, not inside info, but some clarity to that situation.
Okay. You can clarify that later. We're going to have official NFL season predictions today here on Cabali and Mac too. I've figured mine out. We'll see if Kaboom is that different. I will say I have a team winning the Super Bowl this year that has never won it before.
Wow, you just gave that away.
No, I didn't. There's multiple options.
I guarantee I know who you're talking about.
I don't think you do.
I think I do.
Okay, we'll talk about it in just a bit with our season predictions ahead of tonight's season opener. Cowboys and Eagles in Philly. Nick Sirianni claiming that he didn't know it was banner night. I mean, you know it's banner night. Nick, yeah, it's the opener. You know they're going to raise the banner.
Didn't he go to IUP or something? He had some relatives in IUP?
Yeah, so his brother.
That explains it all then.
Wow.
Yeah, Cal U representing, baby, so.
Wow. Taking shots at the Sirianni family.
Yeah, the cuts run deep in the PSAC West.
That's true. The rivalries are heated. Mike, the head coach at W&J. The PSAC, some heated rivalries. You're right. Okay, NFL tonight. We'll get to what Aaron Rodgers and DK Metcalf both had to say or not say about the Jets. But real quick, I know you can only say so much. A practice report from yesterday. Nick Herbig still kind of limited, I guess. We were talking about what they may try to do to that rookie right tackle with a backup starting next to him at right guard because of the Elijah Vera Tucker injury. He's done for the season. Torn triceps, going to have surgery. Probably the Jets' best offensive lineman, if not one of their two best offensive linemen. I got to shout out Ola Fashanu as well because he's a Penn State guy. We are. But you would think, don't shake your head at me, you would think that they would have a pretty tight rotation given that it's early in the season. Mike Tomlin mentioned.
Planet Fitness has everything you need to start strong, so you can give everything you've got. From plate-loaded strength equipment and functional training areas to treadmills, stair climbers, and free weights. Our equipment is best in class, and our clubs are right around the corner, so you can make this your strongest year yet. Join the club today and save $28 or more when you join for $1 down, $15 a month. Cancel anytime. Deal ends Friday, January 9th. Are you coming? Planet Fitness. We're all strong on this planet. See club for details.
I mentioned that the other day, but Herbig might not be a part of it.
I don't know. It's tough to see. We'll find out more later today, tomorrow. But this has been what now? What are we looking at? 3 weeks? 4 weeks?
Has it been that long since he's actually been at?
It's been since the first preseason game, maybe?
Oh, well, no, it was the first preseason game he got hurt. It was the second preseason game, yeah, against Tampa when he left, right?
Yeah, so and at that point, it was like, yeah, it wasn't bad at all, right? So it's either he re-aggravated it,
which you've been very clear in saying can't happen. You can only aggravate an injury, but whatever. I mean, it's been almost 3 weeks.
Yeah, you know what? At that point, I bet you they do would err on the side of caution there because you don't want him dealing with that the entire season. So look how long they held Highsmith back when he could have probably went. So I wouldn't be shocked if he doesn't play. I don't know. We'll find out, obviously, more on Friday. Even if he does, you wouldn't expect a lot of snaps from him, even if he is, because he hasn't been out there.
A
lot. And you don't expect much from him, even if he is 100% healthy, right?
But 18 like I said,
20 maybe?
They keep those rotations pretty tight early in the season because they're trying to keep guys fresh in the heat. And I don't know how warm it's going to be this weekend. At least around here, it looks like it's actually going to feel like fall. But not sure what it would be like out in Jersey. And they're trying to get people's conditioning up as well. So I would think you would have seen a decent amount of Nick Herbig rotating in with Watt and Highsmith. If he's not available, I mean, that is something to think about. All of a sudden, maybe Jack Sawyer gets pressed into service, or you're seeing maybe more Watt and Highsmith than Mike Tomlin was originally comfortable going with in week one.
Yeah, I mean, it depends on the number of snaps, too. If you keep the snaps down to around the 50s, you're looking at those guys taking the majority of those snaps, you know, maybe 40 of those 50. Then you backfill with some maybe Sawyer, maybe Malik Harrison. It all depends. Maybe they activate Leal, but usually that's a determining factor on Friday. We'll see if he's on the field today. I was kind of surprised you said Herbig. You didn't ask why Cam Hayward wasn't on the list.
Because he was a full participant.
Because he's not injured, so they could have really, you know.
He's going to play.
They don't have to put his name on there.
Why are we still playing this game? He's going to play.
Because he hasn't talked in a month. So only thing we've known about the situation is what he said at St. Vincent College, and we'll see. That's all we know.
Look, whether it's because he wants to save everything for his podcast, or maybe he's a little agitated that the fan base and the media have reacted the way they have to this. It's not a holdout, not a hold in. I don't even know what the hell you call it. This attempted renegotiation, whatever reason. I mean, if he talks or doesn't talk, he's going to be out there on Sunday.
Yeah. Well, by NFL rules, he has to talk.
I know he's supposed to.
What's he going to do? Get fined? Big whoop, you know?
Yeah.
He don't care about that. So, you know, you talk about saving for his podcast, but what do you see on his podcast? We'll see.
Yeah, which means he's going to play. He's not going to not.
I mean, everything I see indicates that he's going to play, but you'd like to hear him actually say it. But right now,
if we don't hear him say anything, then we won't hear him say it.
There's a little bit difference between going into New Jersey and having Benton, Hayward, and Loudermilk starting compared to Black, Benton, and Loudermilk starting. There's a big difference there.
Big difference. Yeah, but I don't think anybody who's paid attention to this thing and knows the situation like you do especially and people around the facility and most people who've paid attention to this over the last 3 weeks, I don't think anybody's actually worried about him not playing. No. I don't think that's a legitimate concern.
Until he doesn't play, right? Then you're
worried. Just wait. You think he doesn't like the reaction now and over the last couple of weeks. Just wait if he doesn't actually play on Sunday, what the reaction will be like.
I find it hard to believe that he's not going to play, but you look back and you see a guy like Juwan Jennings getting a couple extra bucks thrown his way yesterday by the 49ers.
And there's nothing stopping Omar and the Steelers from doing that, you know, Friday or Saturday morning or hell, announcing something Sunday morning. There's nothing stopping that.
I don't even know if they'd announce that.
They might not.
I can't remember how the Antonio Brown one came out, if it was announced or if it was, you know whatever.
I've tried to wipe as many Antonio Brown off-field memories from my gray matter as possible. It takes up too much space in my head. We'll get to, speaking of what's going to happen in New Jersey, the reaction to the mention of the Jets from a couple of key guys on this roster in just a second. But we got to thank Southwest Greens, who have done a great job of supporting the show and also taking care of people's yards. Whether you just want to get a small area of your yard done, maybe you're a golfer, you could actually have like a little putting green right there in your backyard, or you want to do an area around the pool, or maybe an area around the playground for the kids. They've got a play collection of products that all function extremely similar to real grass, just like real grass. and additional protection for the play area for the kids. And unlike natural grass, this play collection that Southwest Greens has, no water, no pricey fertilizers or pesticides, none of that stuff on your yard or on your kids after they play. And it can all be reused or recycled once the kids grow out of the play yard too. So check them out. They'll make your entire yard look like the best one in the neighborhood with the least amount of maintenance. Go to southwestgreenspa.com. All right, here we go. You knew it was going to happen. And was it Richie? Hey, man, what do you think of my hair? That hit him with the first question yesterday. Aaron Rodgers being asked about the Jets.
Are you opening up against the Jets at all, or is it just like another regular season game?
Yeah, it's week one.
Obviously, it's a different staff in New York, but is there a familiarity with the defense that can help you in game prep this week?
I mean, I know some of the guys.
How much are you keeping in touch with them, or have you kept in touch with them or anybody else in the organization?
I'm not going to tell you that.
I'm not going to tell you that, Brooke. What are you even asking for? I'm not telling you how much I'm talking to those guys.
Yeah, it's another, it's week one later in the session there as well. So, dude, Richie, I said, Richie, you've been first time you showed up in 6 weeks, and all of a sudden you're causing the quarterback to turn into a one-word answer, a little bit of a dart. Dead. I don't dye my hair.
I mean, you wrote about it, and we talked about it yesterday on the show. Like, there was no way Aaron Rodgers was going to go scorched earth in his media availability on Aaron Glenn and the Jets.
Maybe this version of Aaron Rodgers, are you 100% sure if it was last year's version or Green Bay's version, younger version, that he would have did that?
Planet Fitness has everything you need to start strong, so you can give everything you've got. From plate-loaded strength equipment and functional training areas to treadmills, stair climbers, and free weights. Our equipment is best in class, and our clubs are right around the corner. So you can make this your strongest year yet. Join the club today and save $28 or more when you join for $1 down, $15 a month. Cancel anytime. Deal ends Friday, January 9th. Are you coming? Planet Fitness. We're all strong on this planet. See club for details.
I don't know. There could have been a Big Ben felt tip dart that you had to circle through a bunch of stuff. They say, oh, I get it. One of those ones right there. But it was nothing. It was nothing there whatsoever. Now, hey, if he would have came out and said, you know what, this guy's a piece of garbage, I'd have been like, you know what, you're probably right, because they probably did treat you pretty poorly. And like I said yesterday, I believe every single word he said on Pat's show. I wouldn't question one word he said of how that went down. And it was kind of trashy. But I think that has a trickle-down effect. I mean, if you hear your quarterback, your veteran sitting there and just start bitching, moaning, complaining about his last stop and how they did him wrong. Those guys hear that stuff.
Yeah, I think he handled it as well as anybody could. To your point, it does create a bit of a distraction if his whole media availability yesterday turns into a bitch session about the Jets instead. I mean, he's acting like a captain. I'll own it. I'll be honest. I didn't expect Aaron Rodgers to be like this. And this is what you always talk about with people and their preconceived notions. I expected Aaron Rodgers would come in because that's all we heard about, right? And we saw it in action sometimes, both at the end in Green Bay and in his time in New York, where he would let fly with his feelings. He had no reason to hold back. And instead, he's, I don't want to say fallen in line, because he's gone out of his way to become a leader for this team. Instead of falling in line, he's right there at the head of the line trying to set the tone. I don't know if he's been Tomlinified or what you want to call it, if he's been Steelerfied. I don't know what it is about coming to Pittsburgh that's sort of taken those rough edges and smoothed them a little bit, but he did exactly what I think any head coach or teammate would want him to do yesterday.
You know, I rewatched that interview on Pat's show from April, just to, you know, remember some of the context of how he set it up. And there was, I think, answer your question there. He said one little word that was almost cut off, and it was over. Other people were talking. He said it was a debacle there.
Yeah.
And I think that's honestly the reason why. Here, it's not a debacle in his eyes compared to what he was in the Jets. He's coming in here playing ball, going home, having fun, messing with the guys, you know, doing the old Pillsbury Doughboy to Zach Frazier's belly type of stuff, messing with people. You know, he's having fun, and that's not what he had to do in New York, as it turned into a debacle. And trust me, I was supposed to go on this New York station at 5 o'clock, and they, you know, they're professional, so they send me the rundown of the questions. Ooh. And you can, and I looked at it, and it's like, wow, you can really say there was some anti-Rodgers sentiment in some of these questions.
You know, I mean, if I were a Jets fan and I were coming into the season with Fields rather than Rodgers after what we've seen this summer, I don't know if it wouldn't be some anti-Aaron Glenn sentiment, maybe. Like, he's, and look, all credit to Aaron Glenn. He has decided to sort of pivot the organization more in a different direction where he can be the leader. And whether it was right or wrong, he did think that, hey, Rodgers is going to have certain people's ears within the organization, whether it was higher ups or players. And it's going to be tough for me to manage this thing. So he decided, nope, yeah, the easiest way to do that is to just take charge right from the start. That's, and again, fine, whether he handled it the right way or the wrong way or not, when he met with Rodgers, I mean, that's what Aaron Glenn has decided to do.
Yeah. What do they, people, all the players say about Tomlin for the most part, except Harrison, you know, he treats you like a man. He'll tell you what's going on. So maybe Aaron Glenn's first head coaching job and his first big decision, they might have been the day before the Super Bowl, for all I know. I think it was, of calling him in from Santa Monica and saying, we don't want you because you're going to undermine what I want to do here. Probably could have been handled the best way. I don't think Rodgers would have been upset of the actual message or the result, but how it was handled and how it was, you know, how about just having a conversation with him for a little bit, then saying, okay, you know, man, I don't know if this is going to work or not. Not like, I mean, it was obviously something that was done deal the day before he was even hired. So I guess, well, he'd be sore about that.
And regardless, it led Rodgers eventually to the Steelers, which at least at this point looks like it's a good thing. Thanks as well to our good friends at the Dan Heck Team, heckteamhomes.com. You're looking to buy or sell a home in the Pittsburgh area, they will take care of you. The whole team, they're ready to assist you in maybe moving up to a bigger home, maybe downsizing, whatever it is. You're looking to find a home in the Pittsburgh area. The Dan Heck Team, heckteamhomes.com, are the people to get a hold of. H-A-E-C-K, heckteamhomes.com. We appreciate them continuing to support the show as well. For what it's worth, DK Metcalf was asked about how he thinks his quarterback will feel going into MetLife Stadium as well, and he was very brief with his answers yesterday also.
I don't think his former team has anything to do with it. I think, you know, he just loves the game of football, and he's ready to, you know, go out there and put a product out there on the field. I know it's kind of a bad taste left in his mouth from, you know, the previous years. So he just wants to go out there and win as many games as he can.
It was a debacle, to paraphrase the great, late, great Myron Cope in New York.
You know, Bill Cowher said that one time, too. I think it was the Vikings game where he shoved the...
Oh, the pocket in the ref, or the paper in the ref's pocket. Yeah.
That's the first time I remember hearing debacle.
I don't know, but it's a great word, especially when used.
Hey, Brandon, by the way, Brandon Echols said something very similar to what.
Oh, yeah. So, also with the Jets last year.
Yeah. So, you know, I think Aaron definitely has some feelings and he's just downplaying them. Something you hear from DK, something you hear from Brandon Echols. So, you know, it's more than what he put on yesterday, put it that way. He hasn't let it go yet. He might have let it go publicly, but
sure.
He might even let it go in the locker room. He might have never talked about it, but I'm sure, you know, spending a month in the same suite as DK Metcalf, that Aaron Rodgers said, that piece of shit, son of a bitch, Jets. Listen what they do, man. I mean, right? Don't you do that when you're by yourself, just having a belt, having an iron? You're like, hey, man.
Let me tell you what they did out there.
You know, this guy, this asshole on Twitter, he's like calling me out.
Was that the first time DK's talked to the media since, like, before training camp?
Nah, he talked to Ed at training camp.
Did he? Okay. I didn't remember seeing much, but
it's tough, man. It's tough. They try to. You're not supposed to have a person talk. If a guy is basically your quarterback should be a once a weeker, right? And that's about it. Yeah, because they, you know, it's too much to ask for them. The Steelers are up to like 5 or 6 once a weekers, which is crap. You know, I mean, and there's a no a weekers too. Like say Amalu and guys like that. But it makes it very difficult to get comments or perspective from multiple people when you have a once a weeker and people asking about bridges and skylines and architectures.
We'll get to that in a second. First world media problems. But DK seemed dialed in. Like, I don't know if I expect necessarily a massive year from him, but I just expect it. I don't even want to call it telepathic, but it already feels like there's this connection between he and Rodgers, just from the little bit of camp that I saw.
You look, his history states that he has favorites, right?
Yeah, Rodgers.
The Devontae Adams, the, I guess, Garrett Wilson, maybe not last year. Well, I don't even know who it was last year. Lazard, there's certain people he dials into. I can't tell if it's DK Metcalf or Darnell Washington this year.
Yeah. Well, look at you. You don't even know what clips I have set up.
I know darn well.
And you know exactly what I'm going to bring up. Thanks to our good friends now on board from Higgins Professional Painting as well for supporting the show. They've been doing this for 4 decades, man. A family-owned and family-run business. Yes. Don Higgins founded it. He's the president, and his family carries on that tradition. Now, whether it's interior, exterior, whether it's a new house like Kaboom's, relatively new, that you want to get the paint updated because they just do that plain white stuff when they first build the house and you want it to look good. You want it to give it a fresh coat, make it look great. Hire local painters who know exactly what to do with your home, who've probably been in homes that are similar, to be honest. They understand the specific climate and conditions of the area. They know how to make your house look great. Like I said, inside or outside, they don't just do residential either. Higgins Professional Painting, they'll do commercial, industrial. They'll even do drywall repair for you. You got kids like we do. You've definitely got a dent in the wall here and there. For years, we had one right at the bottom of the steps in the basement where I think a kid had fallen down the steps and their really head smacked off the wall, and you just had a little dome-shaped indentation in the drywall. They'll take care of everything for you. Higgins Professional Painting now on board here at Cabali and Mac, and we appreciate their support. Yeah. You mentioned Darnell. Aaron Rodgers is fairly in love with his tight ends, I think.
He talked about how excited he was to work in the middle of the field with you. Had a lot of opportunities to do. What excites you about this group as far as attacking the middle of the field with the personnel that you have available?
I think it's the best tight end room that I've been around in 21 years because you have four extremely capable guys. And we had different runs in Green Bay where we had, some great players. But just the depth that we have here with four guys who you feel great about having on the field at any time. And they all have different skill set they bring to the table. And I can't even say who's the most impressive. Maybe the biggest guy in the room because of how many things he can do down the field in the passing game. There was a lot of conversation about, is he in the right position? The other day we had a practice during that week before the 4 days off, and I threw him a bunch of balls in the red zone, and I was just thinking to myself, he's definitely in the right position.
Definitely in the right position, Darnell. Stop talking about him as an offensive tackle.
Who's having these conversations about him being in the wrong position?
I don't know. The people that keep bringing up the idea of Darnell Washington moving to tackle, I don't get. Like, the man runs like a wide receiver, catches like a wide receiver, and can block like a tackle. He is a prototypical tight end, and he is a massive human being. And shout out to Chris Carter, who asked him the question by referencing Pat Freiermuth at first there. But one, if not several, of these tight ends, Kaboom, is going to break out and have a huge year, I think. I don't know if it's Darnell. I know you said something about Jonnu Smith yesterday. Maybe it's Pat, but the middle of the field, I've said this multiple times since really they got all these guys in here together, since they traded for Ramsey and Jonnu Smith. The middle of the field is, I feel like finally going to be properly utilized by this offense, which it really hasn't been since, I said it yesterday, since the Roethlisberger-Heath connection. We're talking 5-6 years ago.
Yeah. I mean, all indications are pointing that way, right? I mean, you have a quarterback that likes to throw there. You got receivers that like to go there. I'm not even talking about tight ends. I'm talking about Metcalf. You'll see a lot of crossers from him. So, I mean, talk is one thing, but let's see if we put on the field there. But I'll give you some insight info on that that interview. There's so many people around Aaron Rodgers at that time. Plus, he talks so low. You can't hear a word he's saying. But I figured it out. I went behind the old backdrop right there.
Oh.
And listen there. Because I couldn't hear him in any other position because, you know, every single person there has to have their own individual camera. And right. The 18 people from the Post-Gazette have to have 18 different angles of camera shots. So it prevents other people to being in. I don't like to have the claustrophobic feel of people on top of me. So I snuck behind the back door and listened to it.
Again, first world media problems, but we appreciate your hard work.
Ask questions, but I can at least hear what he was saying.
Well, that was, aside from when he kind of went down the list of how appreciative he was of everybody in the facility, that was the most expansive answer he gave yesterday. Of all the questions he was asked, about the
Jets. I don't even think he was asking about that, though, specifically. He was like, hey, what about the middle of the field? Oh, you know what? Darnell Washington's great.
Yeah. I mean, he went out of his way. He called it the best tight end room he's had in his career. And that's a statement coming from a Hall of Famer. Yeah. I get the sense that those guys, again, whether it's Pat, whether it's Jonnu Smith, Darnell Washington, he's praised Connor Hayward several times this summer as well. That group of guys is going to be a huge part. And that's not surprising. It's an Arthur Smith offense, right? I'm not breaking any news that they're going to have multiple tight ends on the field a lot, that they're going to have those guys out in the pattern doing different things. But the first time they marched down the field on like a 9-play drive and he completes 6 passes and 5 of them are to tight ends, I'm going to go, yep, that's exactly what they want to do.
Yep. I like it too. I mean, I don't know how they actually respond to his tight end comment there. I mean, could this eventually turn into the best tight end room?
Planet Fitness has everything you need to start strong, so you can give everything you've got. From plate-loaded strength equipment and functional training areas to treadmills, stair climbers, and free weights. Our equipment is best in class, and our clubs are right around the corner, so you can make this your strongest year yet. Join the club today and save $28 or more when you join for $1 down, $15 a month. Cancel anytime. Deal ends Friday, January 9th. Are you coming? Planet Fitness. We're all strong on this planet. See club for details.
Ever? I mean, think about it. You have to, off the top of your head, you're thinking Gronk Hernandez, right?
Yeah.
They were pretty elite. But, I mean, if you have a quarterback and an offense surrounded with using those type of guys, I mean, they might be just as talented. I mean, maybe not top-level talented, but when you got 3 guys who are in that realm of being really, really good and you have a quarterback that likes to throw there, this is. I mean, you think about the room, the total room, and I can't even think of anybody's even close to them right now.
No, I'm just trying to scroll through a list here. I guess the Panthers had Olsen and Shockey together for a little bit, but
Shockey was done by
Shockey was at the end there. There was a Vernon Davis, Delanie Walker tandem at one point in San Francisco, I think. But yeah, other than Gronk Hernandez, you don't have a lot of duos, let alone groups.
Belichick was the first to did that, right? Really to go with the multiple tight end sets like that, make it a different type of scheme that makes it difficult for the defense to do. So that's why there's no team that can match up with him at the time. So,
and I don't know, I'll be honest, I don't know how much defenses have adjusted or are prepared to adjust to that. Like, there are enough teams in the league now whose base defense is a 4-2 nickel, basically, that you don't have a lot of guys that can run down the field with the tight end who can run like a receiver and then also bring them to the ground quickly after the catch, because you've either got an inside linebacker trying to keep up with them, or you've got a corner or a nickelback or a safety running with them, but then maybe undersized compared to that tight end, depending on who it is. So it really is a physical mismatch, I would say, against most defenses in the NFL.
So we're all setting up everybody to be, you know, everybody's saying I'm negative on the comments here. There's a shock. You must have just met me. We're talking all this high and mighty with this offense. They're going to go out there and put up 9 points and, you know, put up 180 total yards. And we're like, what the hell is going on out there?
Yeah. That's the old, that's the Hank Stram, isn't it?
Fire.
What the hell's going on out there?
Smith is terrible. Aaron Rodgers is washed. Put Skylar Thompson in. Put Caleb Johnson in. Let's tank for Lenore Sellers or whatever his name is.
That kid, by the way, I know you don't watch a lot of college football, but that kid is looks like he's going to be. It's 1 week of college football, but he looked pretty good last year, too.
Oh, you're gonna have to really suck to get to that level, right?
Yeah.
Suck, then give up a lot just to get to him.
Probably, if he plays the rest of the year like he did in week one. Orlovsky called him Big Ben, but faster.
No, Big Ben was pretty quick as a youngster.
Yeah, maybe Sellers is faster. Yeah. Like that, he pulled a move the other day in that game against Virginia Tech. Just shut up and listen for a second.
Can you just throw the freaking ball? You know, I don't care if you're running for 8 yards, Malik Willis.
I'm sorry. Did you not care when Ben Roethlisberger would have two dudes hanging on his shoulders and was able to spin out?
Well, that's different than, you know.
That's exactly what Sellers does.
Lamar Jackson, 14 carries, 87 yards. I want him to throw the ball.
There's not a single person in the world comparing Lenore Sellers to Lamar Jackson.
You just did.
I did not. You're high. Comparing him to Big Ben. Because he broke a tackle in the backfield the other day, spun out, ran towards the sideline, hit a dude right on the sideline. Yeah. I mean, he can do all that in 1 week of the college season. I'm overreacting.
The first thing I ever noticed about Roethlisberger's first day of training camp, and I remember actually talking to Yoey on that same day of all people. He goes, how'd the big guy look? I'm like, dude, the dude is just money on the run. Once he gets out of that pocket, he puts it exactly where he wants it, that in stride. And, you know, I didn't keep up on my Miami of Ohio football back in the early aughts. So it was a shock to me that how good he was. And that turned out to be one of his calling cards.
You should watch more college football.
Yeah, you watched a lot of Miami Ohio Red Hawks back in 2001.
No, I said you should watch more college football.
Yeah, is it when I'm on the plane to New York this week? Or
yeah, get the Wi-Fi package. Come on. You can afford it. It's like an extra $8.
I don't believe in that crap.
It's first of all, it's like a 45-minute flight to New York, too. It's not like you're going to be in the air long.
Okay, mister, I got to be there 2 hours early. You fly, you land. You get your stuff, then you try to gotta find where the Ubers are, find out how to get to the Uber. Like LAX is the worst place to find an Uber in the world. You have no idea where you're going. I'm sure Newark's not much better. Then get to your hotel just to have like, you know, 7 channels on the hotel. You're acting like this is easy, man.
First world media problems.
Yeah, while you're sitting at Permane's eating a burger. You went to Archie's yesterday. Did you get any wings?
No, he had just walked in the door.
Got the fryer.
Go in the back and fire some wings in the fryer for me. No, I'm not going to do that. I did stop in and see Arch, though. He's doing fantastic, wonderful human being. And that's the place to be tonight to watch Eagles and Cowboys. It's a Thursday. They're going to have wings, of course, 80 cents down at Archie's on the south side on East Carson. And Cowboys and Birds on every single screen, I would imagine. Not just wings either. Great sandwiches, burgers, flatbread pizzas too. And of course, open every Saturday if you like college football like some of us. And Sunday for all the football games both days. So we thank Arch for supporting the show here.
Get the wings.
Holly and Mac.
Get the wings.
wings are fantastic.
As
so
Arch,
many receivers too.
As Arch said to me one time, he says, it's all about the cook. And I'm like, you're absolutely right. If you cook a bad wing, I don't care what flavoring you put on it, it's crap. And I've never had a bad wing at Arch's because whoever the cook is, or the fryer, or the chef, or whatever you want to call him,
they know what they're doing.
Perfectamundo.
Chef's kiss. Speaking of Eagles and Cowboys, the season opener is tonight. So I'm going to put you on the spot real quick just for tonight's game. I think it's – is the spread still 7.5? Let me double check real quick. I'm not going to ask you to make a bet. I know you've given up betting because you lost one bad bet, and so you immediately stopped betting. It's 8.5 now. Eagles by 8.5, kaboom.
I'm taking the Cowboys.
You taking the Cowboys to win outright?
They might. Pick is going to have about bucko 5. Dak's going to throw about 3. They're going to go into Philly. And
I think they can't run, so they have to throw.
They're going to ruin their day.
I think it'll be a closer game.
By Kenny Clark, a couple sacks.
Oh, that would be – Jerry would love that. I think it'll be a closer game than the point spread indicates, but I still think the Eagles win. I just the Cowboys have no running game to speak of.
Well, at least we're going to jump on you know how everything you watch is somehow related to the Steelers.
Mm-hmm.
First time George. Boy, it'd be nice to have George Pickens as the number 2 wide receiver on this team.
You really think he's going to have a big? Think he's going to have a big year or just a big night?
I think he's going to have a 1,000-yard season.
Okay.
Inevitable, I think.
Really?
As long as Dak's around, yeah. They can't run the ball. They're going to throw the ball 50 times a game. You're going to cover CeeDee Lamb. You're going to cover Pickens. I don't know, man. They're not going to be able to score. I mean, they're not going to be able to stop many people, so they're going to score. And then everybody's going to rip on Omar for I can't give up a third-round pick, but we all know what happened there. So
Not to go back to something we talked about a million times already, but that just gives you an inclination, an idea as to how rough it may have been or must have been around George Pickens in that room and in that facility. If they liked him as much as they did as a football player and they know how good he can be, and they were still like, third round pick, sure.
Yeah, it was... It was not good. I mean, especially late in the season. Apparently, when the game was over on a Sunday, nobody would hear or see for George until Wednesday. Like, where you at, bro? Should be here Monday.
So he just wouldn't even come in on Mondays.
I mean, that's the word on the street.
Aren't you supposed to get, like, treatment and breakdown film and all that stuff?
But he couldn't show up in time for the freaking Kansas City game. I still got that tweet. I still got that message to guy I know. Guess who was late to – let me see. It's always my favorite. Let me see if I can find it here.
You can't scroll.
Here it is. It's probably too late. It was Christmas Day, right?
Mm-hmm. What time?
I'm still in August. Hold on here. It's
gonna
take a while.
We're going to be here forever. Just tell us about the text. You don't need to read it verbatim.
I want to read it verbatim. What's anybody doing over there? What are you doing? If you're watching this on Thursday morning, you don't got nothing to do, so just settle down.
That's real nice. Real nice to all of our listeners and viewers.
Oh, you know what I can do? I think I got it.
Search the word Pickens in your texts.
Doing that. It was. God. Okay, here we go. Where is it at? December 20. Where are you? Was that Christmas Day?
Yes. You just said that.
What the hell? I can't find it. But the point was, it was.
Just cut to the chase.
It was like 1 o'clock, and I texted somebody and said, Guess who was late showing up today? 14. Ha ha ha. Merry Christmas. so that didn't go as
I don't think though he's gonna have as big a year as some people think. I think he'll be. Look, he's George Pickens. He's still incredibly talented. I think he's going to have a good year.
No, but here, Merry Christmas. Guess who was late arriving today? 14. I sent that to the guy at 1:09 p.m.
What time did that game start?
I thought 1 o'clock, right?
1 o'clock. Okay, sounds about right. I still don't think he's going to have a huge, massive year. I think he'll have a good year, but Prescott and Lamb, like, that's Dak's go-to guy. I don't know.
George is the man.
They're going to roll coverages away from Lamb occasionally because they have to protect against Pickens.
George is getting upset.
The summer of George. I think Lamb's going to be open even more than he usually is.
I couldn't tell you how many times I said that in the locker room or in the press box when George wouldn't get a ball. George is getting upset.
George is getting angry. Thanks to our friends at Nail Studio 2 for supporting the show as well. They've been great. And look, it's not just for the ladies in your life. Guys, step up your game this football season. Make sure you're all polished up and clean. And no, you ain't got to put actual nail polish on the nails if you don't want. But hey, you want your feet to look good and feel good. It's maintenance. It's not just a luxury. They'll tackle the calluses, the rough spots, your tired feet, make you feel good. Yes, it's okay to get a pedicure, guys. And the place to go is nailstudio2.com. That's a Roman numeral 2. nailstudioii.com, or give them a call at 724-941-4595. You see the number on the screen there. You can book everything online 24/7. Makes it easy to fit it into your schedule without missing a beat. And we appreciate them supporting Kabali and Mac. Check it all out online. They're right out there in the McMurray Peters Township area, Lakeview Square, next to Juniper Grill on 19 in Peters Township. Nail Studio 2. We appreciate their support of the show. Are you ready to make some bold NFL predictions?
You know what, by the way? The power never went out yesterday. Like the power company said it was going to.
I think you got scammed.
I got text messages, phone calls, emails. You will have power outages between 8 and 10 and between 11 and 12.
You got scammed. I'm convinced.
I'm good. All right. Let's do what we're doing here.
Predictions.
Pain.
Let's keep it simple. Let's be straightforward and to the point. Who is your number one overall seed in each conference?
Number one overall seed in the American Football Conference would be your Kansas City Chiefs.
Ooh, still a believer in the Chiefs.
Yep. I'm thinking the Chiefers. I don't care. I'm not a Broncos guy. I am not a Chargers guy.
Okay.
I'm a Chiefs guy.
Who's your number one overall seed in the NFC?
None other than the ankle biter. What's it? Knee biter, kneecap guy?
Yeah.
Dan Campbell and the truck lines. They're due.
I got the same team in the NFC. I got Detroit as the number one overall.
Of course. We all knew what you were going to say before.
No, you didn't.
It would be a good team Super Bowl. Never win a Super Bowl. I wonder who that could be.
That could be any number of teams.
Well, it could be Buffalo, Baltimore. Those are too chalk. No,
Baltimore's won a Super Bowl before.
Well, you're right.
Yeah, I know Buffalo, I'm right. I mean. So I've got Baltimore is my number one seed in the AFC. I think they're going to have a great regular season. The Baltimore Dirty Birds, the Ravens, number one overall
seed. So they choke again in the playoffs.
Maybe. We'll see. All right. Who are your other division winners?
Well, the Buffalo Bills, the Baltimore Ravens, and your Indianapolis Colts.
The Colts?
Danny Dimes!
Wow.
Danny Dimes and the Colts. I just think, Jacksonville stinks. Tennessee stinks.
True.
And I just don't think Houston is...
Jacksonville might be a little bit better than we suspect, I think.
No, I don't. I don't.
I do. There you go. But yeah, I mean, Tennessee's going to be bad. Yeah. Poor Cam Ward. That kid's going to get knocked around. Indy. That's off the board.
I just don't think Houston. I mean, I think Joe Mixon lost big. I don't know if Chubb or
Nick Chubb, baby.
Pearson.
Chubby.
Running game. Okay, you got Nico Collins good. I just think the Colts will sneak in there.
I got Houston winning the South as the four seed. I do have Buffalo and Kansas City as the other division winners like you. So we're not breaking any news there. Who are your other division winners in the NFC?
NFC, I like the Philadelphia Eagles.
Out on a limb.
Tampa Bay Buccaneers and the San Francisco 49ers.
Man, we picked all the same teams to win the divisions.
Get out of town.
Swear to God. No. I take that back. I have the Rams winning the division. Yeah. I do have the Niners.
They're going to stink this year.
You think so?
Yes.
Nah. Stafford's gutsy. He'll hang in there and play as much as possible. He's got plenty of weapons to throw to. They can run the ball. That defense is young and up and coming. Yeah, I like the Rams to win the division. Plus, you never know when Christian McCaffrey is going to get hurt and miss a month at a time, if not more. But I do have the Niners in the playoffs. All right, who are your wild card teams on both sides?
I like the Los Angeles Chargers.
Okay. You just said you weren't a Chargers guy a minute ago.
I'm going to get in, but it's just because Harbaugh is just going to run the ball 190,000 times a game.
Okay.
I like your Pittsburgh Steelers.
Woo! 10 wins?
10 and a half.
You can't win half a game.
Maybe. It depends if they tie.
Okay.
Right around there.
Who's your final AFC wild card then?
Ooh, this is a surprise.
Mm-hmm.
None other than the Fighting Pete Carrolls.
Wow.
Las Vegas Raiders.
You're kidding me.
Raiders.
Gino.
Raiders.
That's a bold prediction.
Good coaches know how to coach. And
their defense is a disaster outside of Max Crosby.
I am really anti-Denver right now.
Because everybody else is pro-Denver?
You take one step forward, you take two steps back. It's just how it works in the NFL, period.
Okay, I'll grant you that.
Take a step forward last year.
I wasn't high on Denver in the offseason either. But you look at their roster. Peyton's an experienced coach. I think he gets the most out of the quarterback. So I have the Broncos and the Chargers both as wild cards and your Pittsburgh Steelers. But I have the Steelers as the top wild card. This is not a homer take. I would not be shocked if the Steelers won 11 games.
So you have them as the 15.
Yep. What about on the NFC side?
Where are we at? Wild card?
Yeah.
Well, I think the NFC North rules Green Bay and Detroit. Not Detroit. Green Bay and Minnesota.
Wow, J.J. McCarthy.
In the north.
And okay.
In the east?
Washington.
Cowboys.
What?
The Dallas Cowboys.
You're all over the place. This is totally.
I'm all over the place.
You got the Raiders and the Cowboys in the playoffs.
That might be my Super Bowl.
Shut up. It is not. Raiders and Cowboys is not your Super Bowl. No, you could bet on. I wonder what the number would be on the Raiders to make the playoffs right now. If you wanted to bet it, what do you think it would be?
You're the betting guy.
I can't find it right now. I'm not going to sit here and putz around like you did on your phone. Okay, so let's go through the playoff bracket then.
Okay.
Raiders, Bills. Who wins?
Raiders, Bills. Bills.
Yeah, that's a silly one. Steelers, Ravens, playoff rematch in Baltimore. Who wins?
I'm saying your Pittsburgh Steelers upsets them.
Holy
time.
Hell, you got the Steelers winning a playoff game.
Now we can finally put that to bed.
And Chargers, Colts. Oof.
Chargers, Colts.
Danny Dimes win a playoff game.
Well, Harbaugh is going to make it to the next round, just not Johnny Boy. It's going to be Jimmy Boy.
Wow. Okay. What about on the NFC side? Philly, Dallas in a playoff game? That would be epic.
Philly, Dallas. Philly would win.
Philly would win. All right. Tampa Bay, Minnesota. I'm high on Baker Mayfield this year.
Yeah, Tampa.
All right. And Green Bay at San Francisco. Who wins?
San Francisco.
Wow.
I'm not a big Green Bay guy either this year.
For what it's worth, I know I said I have the Ravens as the first seed in the AFC. So I do not have a Steelers-Ravens matchup in the wild card round. I have the Steelers, like I said, as the top wild card in the AFC and going to Houston and winning a wild card game there and then going to Baltimore after that. So my final four in the AFC would be the Ravens, the Bills, the Chiefs, and the Steelers. In the NFC, I'd have Detroit, Philly, just like you, Tampa Bay losing to Washington. I don't know how you don't have Washington in the playoffs. And I'd have Green Bay over the Rams in the wild card round too. Okay. Who's going to the championship games in either conference? You got the Steelers going to Arrowhead against the Chiefs. Who wins?
Kansas City.
And you got the Chargers going to Buffalo against the Bills.
Buffalo.
Okay. And you
Boy, got, we haven't seen that one before. Kansas City, Buffalo, huh?
Get used to it. I don't think it's changing anytime soon. Niners, Lions in a divisional round game.
Detroit? Yeah. Oh, my God. Something wrong.
Tampa Bay, Philly. Who wins?
I'm going Tampa with the upset, just like what year was that? Rondé Barber pick six off of Donovan McNabb.
So Tampa to the NFC championship game against Detroit.
Yep.
Who wins?
Detroit.
Okay, Detroit to the Super Bowl. Never won one before. Yep. Never even been to one before. AFC side, run it back. Bills, Chiefs at Arrowhead. Who wins?
The Fighting Taylor Swifts, Kansas City.
Oh, my God.
You're going to be in San Francisco. Travis Kelce's going to be in his Super Bowl with his fiancée doing the halftime show.
You believe in the halftime show conspiracy,
I
too?
I still think it should be Metallica, considering it's in Santa Clara.
I love that. That makes a ton of sense.
Yeah, but it won't happen.
No, it won't. All right. You have a Chiefs-Lions Super Bowl. I have a Bills over the Ravens in the AFC championship game against the Lions over the Eagles in the NFC championship game. So two teams meeting in the Super Bowl who've never won it before. You were right. I have the Lions beating the Bills. Chiefs, Lions, who do you have winning the Super Bowl? The Chiefs again. Go ahead. Go all chalk.
I think we're going to agree somehow. It's kind of weird. I got Detroit beating Kansas City.
So we both have the Lions winning the Super Bowl.
Me beating Kansas City and you beating who? Buffalo?
Buffalo. Wow.
Man, let me redo this. It can't be right if you're picking this.
Well, no. The fact that you have the Raiders and the Cowboys in the playoffs, but you don't have
like teams Washington. Come from like worst to first ever in the NFL, you know. Never. It never happens.
I just don't think it's going to be one of those two. Damn. Vegas. Dallas. Disasters. All right. Thanks to our good friends.
You got Dak Prescott, CeeDee Lamb, and George Pickens. You at least that's a little bit of talent right there.
Yeah, and they got like some kid from Bentworth as their running back. They don't actually. I'm just drawing a stupid analogy.
Shotzi is their head coach. Is not very
not instilling a ton of what happens the first time George Pickens walks to the sidelines and spikes his helmet right in front of Schottenheimer? Nothing. That's the answer. Nothing.
Awesome. What did Tomlin do? So what's the difference?
Okay, fair point. Thanks to our good friends at the Third Do First In podcast for supporting us. Firefighter, first responder podcast. These guys have gone into the burning buildings. They've done some crazy stuff. Keith and Gino have the stories to back it up and some interesting guests as well. Whether you're in that walk of life and you want to hear if other people are as wild as you, or you just want to hear what it's all about, Third Do First In. Make sure you subscribe on YouTube and follow them on social media on all your podcast platforms as well. If you just want the audio, we appreciate Third Do First In. Supporting Kabali and Mac. So we got to circle back around to the media availabilities yesterday before we wrap this up. Mm-hmm. I don't know where the hell this came from. You say you have some insight, but it started with DK Metcalf being asked about the architecture of Pittsburgh.
Pittsburgh, City of Bridges, what's been your reaction just to seeing the overwhelming architecture in this place?
I haven't gotten out of my crib much, so I apologize for that nature, but the vibe of the city is great, and I love being over.
And then apparently the same guy attacked Aaron Rodgers.
What's the bridge that you're going to be taking for your home game, and what's that going to be like coming down that bridge for your home first home game?
I'd have to check the map. I'm not exactly sure, but one of them. I'm on the, what's it called, the hot metal bridge every single day. Hasn't been any traffic on it yet, so that's been nice. That's a nice change from my last spot. But I'm enjoying everything Pittsburgh and really enjoying the guys.
First of all, the fact that Aaron Rodgers has been on the hot metal bridge and hasn't encountered any traffic is just absolutely startling.
That's a little dig at New York right there.
Yeah, took a dig at New York traffic. Who was this guy walking around the locker room asking people?
Turns out to be three people, right?
Okay.
And they said they were from ESPN Cinematic something or another. But nobody understood what they were doing. And one of them was like taking videos of like cinematic videos of the whole thing going on with Aaron Rodgers, and Bert saw that, the PR guy, and went absolutely bonkers on him. And like, and she looks at Brooke and goes, "You tell him, Brooke." And she's like, "What the hell are you talking about?
You tell him, Ray."
He has no clue who these people were either. It was some kind of people that said they were ESPN Cinematic something or another. I don't know. Nobody seems to know exactly who these people were, what they were there for. And he asked, the same guy asked Metcalf, "Hey, who's your lookalike in the locker room?"
Yeah, what was that about?
Like, what the hell are you talking about there?
I said,
I think it's time to start tighten those bolts down, man. Don't let these freaks in here.
Nobody
knew who they were. Nobody's ever seen them before. Probably won't never see them again, because after that debacle, they won't allow them back in there.
It was a debacle.
Did you see Aaron's face? Like, what the hell is he asking me?
It was kind of like the face when Benzie asked him a question that he didn't totally understand, because Benzie went.
That's every day. It's like, it's a pretty vague question there.
The bridges thing didn't. I don't understand what the hell's going on there. I'm looking forward to seeing this footage actually make its way to some sort of media somewhere, and maybe it makes sense.
Unless they're doing some kind of drone across the West End Bridge. Here's Aaron Rodgers first. I don't know. I never heard of it. I should have Googled. What the hell is ESPN Cinematic?
I don't know. Sounds like you got some investigation to do there, Mr. Reporter.
I looked at that dude. I'm like, who? I kept saying, who the hell are these people?
It was weird.
ESPN to air never before seen cinematic production of the 1998 NBA playoffs. That's the only thing I got with that. Yeah, but nobody seemed to know. But Bert was not happy.
Don't piss off Bert.
Nah, he's not happy. He was not happy. Then he got him in the hallway too, and he wasn't happy there too.
It was strange, but now we just wait for the game. Practice. You're going to go talk to the coordinators in a second here, right?
I'm trying to think what time they – what did I tell you what time they talk? I don't know, 11:45?
Something like that.
Shit, I'm going to be late.
Well, you better get going then, horse.
Horse.
Get out of here. And we will do it again one more time this week ahead of the week one opener against the Jets. Tomorrow we'll preview the game and get you ready for absolutely everything you need to know. Some updates from practice, at least what Cavalli can tell us, without making Bert Lawton angry. Because, again, nobody wants to do that. And we'll get ready for kickoff. Week one, it's here. Football tonight. Thanks again for joining us, to all of our wonderful sponsors. You want to have a chance to win the autographed Will Howard Steller's helmet or that Stone Cold Steve Austin vest. Make sure you're subscribed on YouTube and following on all the social media at Cabali and Mac. Thanks again for joining us. Yinz are wonderful. We'll talk soon.